The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that shines a light on the ups and downs of everyday history. I'm Gabe Lousier, and today we're revisiting the time when poison-tainted medication claimed multiple lives in Illinois and ignited a nationwide panic. The day was September 29th, 1982. Four people in the greater Chicago area died after unknowingly ingesting Tylenol that had been laced with cyanide. Over the next few days, three more deaths occurred under the same mysterious circumstances. The tragedy terrified the entire nation and ultimately changed the way non-prescription medications were sold. The first victim of the tainted Tylenol was a 12-year-old girl named Mary Kellerman. In the early morning of September 29th, she awoke with a sore throat and runny nose, so her parents gave her one capsule of extra-strength Tylenol, which, unbeknownst to them, had been laced with a lethal dose of cyanide. The poison took effect quickly, and by 7 a.m., Mary was dead. Later that day, a 27-year-old postal worker named Adam Janis died of what also turned out to be cyanide poisoning. His brother, Stanley, and sister-in-law, Teresa, came to his house to console his family. The stress of losing a loved one so unexpectedly had left both of them with severe headaches, so they each took a Tylenol capsule from the same bottle as Adam. Stanley died later that day, and Teresa 2 days later. Before the week was out, the poison capsules had claimed the lives of three more people: Mary McFarland, Paula Prince, and Mary Weiner, all of whom had taken Tylenol shortly before they died. By this time, in early October, investigators had identified Tylenol as the common link between the poisoning deaths. This prompted a swift response from Johnson & Johnson, the parent company of McNeil Consumer Products, which manufactured Tylenol. The company removed its commercials from the airwaves and worked hand-in-hand with the media to issue mass warnings to the public. It also ordered an immediate nationwide recall of more than 31 million bottles of Tylenol, despite the fact that the only contaminated capsules had been found in Illinois. The public danger had been mitigated, but how the poison got into the capsules in the first place was still a mystery. Johnson & Johnson quickly confirmed that the cyanide had been added after the product had left its factory. This led police to hypothesize that someone had taken bottles off store shelves in the Chicago area, laced the capsules with poison, and then returned the bottles to shelves for unsuspecting strangers to buy. Unfortunately, with little evidence to go on, the person responsible for these murders was never found. Several copycat poisonings involving similar products occurred now and then throughout the 1980s and early 1990s, but thankfully, these incidents were far less deadly than what had happened in 1982. This was thanks in part to a series of crucial changes that helped make over-the-counter medications safer and less prone to tampering. For instance, just 6 weeks after the Chicago area crisis, Johnson & Johnson unveiled a new bottle design featuring many of the safety elements we're familiar with today, including a child-proof cap, a foil seal, and a wad of cotton stuffed between the lid and the capsules. At first, these changes did little to soothe the public's anxiety. Before the murders, Tylenol was the best-selling non-prescription pain reliever in the United States, with control of 35% of the market. Just a few weeks after the first deaths were reported, that number sank to less than 8%. Over time, though, Tylenol's $100 million investment in new safety features paid off. By 1983, the brand was America's pain reliever of choice once again. That same year, Congress passed the so-called Tylenol Bill, which made it a federal crime to tamper with consumer products. 6 years later, in 1989, the FDA established manufacturing guidelines to make all over-the-counter medications tamper-proof. I'm Gabe Lussier, and hopefully you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you liked what you heard, why not follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. And if you have any feedback for the show, you can send it my way at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Chandler Mays for producing the show, and thank you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.